I'll start. This is a recording on Celine Sullivan. That's S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, S as in Sam, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, Sullivan, Celine, C-E-L-I-N-E. Date of birth is 5-14-46. Date of visit 4-12-23. Please make a copy for Naomi Flock, F-L-O-C-K, Naomi, N-A-O-M-I. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and past history of pneumonia with empyema. Period. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 76-year-old female who has previously had pneumonia and recurrent bronchitis. Was admitted to Advent Hospital in October of 2015, at which time she was noted to have a large left pleural effusion with left lower lobe collapse. The patient was treated for pneumonia, sepsis, and had to have a chest tube placed on the left, and subsequently decortication was done. And she recovered over a period of 8 weeks. The patient following that has been seen by a pulmonologist. And she also has been treated for rheumatoid arthritis. The patient presently is breathing well, has an occasional cough and mild dyspnea with exertion. Next paragraph, past history includes history for tonsillectomy 1949, appendectomy 1964. Left chest empyema and pneumonia in 2015, history of recurrent bronchitis. The last episode in January 23, requiring hospital admission, and a history of rheumatoid arthritis for many years, and she recently was diagnosed to have hypertension as well. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin, erythromycin, cipro, sulfa, and Zithromax. Next paragraph, habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for over 40 years. Alcohol use, none recently. Next paragraph, family history: father had diabetes and complications, mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph, system review: the patient has fatigue, denies weight loss. She has vertigo and no hoarseness. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, denies urinary frequency or flank pains. She has shortness of breath with exertion and no cough, and occasional cough, no wheezing. She has reflux, no abdominal pains, denies any palpitations or chest pains, no edema, no depression or anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness, denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, med list included Synthroid 100 micrograms daily, Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Nexium 40 milligrams daily, Prednisone 2.5 milligrams daily. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert and no acute distress, no pallor, clubbing, or cyanosis. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 68, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 197, saturation 97. HENT abnorms, phallic pupils reactive. Sclera over clear, throat is mildly injected, ears, no inflammation. Next supple no bruise, lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with distant breath sounds and lung fields were clear. Heart, the heart sounds were regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial lens grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Is a probable underlying COPD. Number 2, history of pneumonia and left pleural effusion. Number 3 is rheumatoid arthritis. Number 4 is hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a chest CT without contrast. She was advised to use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN, and a copy of her recent labs will be requested in a CBC CMP. TSH was ordered in an RA factor. The patient will come back for a follow-up visit in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Naomi Flock, F-L-O-C-K, Naomi, N-A-O-M-I. Naomi Flock, M-D. Thank you, Stock D'Souza.